This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tap your toes. Pharrell. I always wonder whether I pronounce his name right. Pharrell Williams. Not Pharrell.
Yeah,
Pharrell. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is such a great song. Crack this up, will you please, James? I want to be happy. I want to be crazy. All right. If I can get those two accomplished in 2024. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's something that's new. It's going to be offered next year in England. A college is going to offer a degree in magic and also a subset in occult science. The professor's name is Emily Solov. She's a professor of medieval Arabic literature, University of Exeter, says the idea came from a surge in interest in the history of witchcraft and a desire to create a space where magic could be studied across the academia fields. Let's see, this is in today's New York Times. I should get to Uri about this, right? This would be right
up his... This is cool, yeah.
Yeah, right. Study of dragons in Western lore, practice of deception and illusion, like David Blaine, the philosophy of psychedelics, part of the syllabus here. Let's see here. It's who else have we got? There's somebody else who wants to teach a course or be involved in the course is Professor Christina Oakley, who's a retired medieval history professor. There are a lot of people that go back to, and I should ask them to go to my son-in-law, who is a medieval specialist, he's the world's foremost expert on Chaucer. Okay, what do you do with that? You become a college professor. But he also has an area, well, Megan does too. Her studies were in, not medieval, but the Georgian era of female authors, and sometimes they were tied to the occult. The occult is nothing new at all. As a matter of fact, it's kind of old. One of the things that that we've carried down, I guess, through the years is our interest in the things that we don't really understand. And then the religionists get a hold of it, and they want to throw you out of whatever the religion is that you're in if you believe in this sort of thing because it's witchcraft, and nothing good comes of witchcraft. I'm not sure that's true at all, frankly. But I want to follow this. Let's... make a note, a mental note. Let's find out how this thing works out during the course of the year. Here's the story from Oklahoma. Those of you listening in Oklahoma City, you probably know the story already about the judge who was caught playing with her phone as a mother was in front of her sobbing about the murder of her child. The judge was suspended. She, during the course of the trial, sent 500 texts ridiculing the prosecutors. Yeah. Oh, you know the story. Yeah. So she's been essentially fired. So people and their crazy stuff.
That's just so heartless and unprofessional.
Yeah.
Some of the texts included calling the toddler's mom a liar. And
yeah, she shouldn't. There's no business being there. Was that? I don't know whether she was elected or appointed. Do you know? Can you get that from...
Oh, I'm unsure of that.
The story? Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. All right, here's the story of another woman who burned Wyoming's only full-service abortion clinic. Judge ordered her to pay almost $300,000 in restitution. The prosecutors were looking for that much, and she was told that she has to pay it all back, pay back the cost of setting up the clinic. Her name is Lorna Green. She also was sentenced to 5 years in the slammer for burning down the Wellspring Health Access facility before it was, I guess it was under renovation at the time.
Like arson is still arson, you know?
Yep.
Regardless of
if you're that crazy about this sort of thing, people are just crazy when it comes to the discussion of abortion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just crazy. And it's like, I don't know, I see this emotional connection. It's like, I wonder, why are you so tied to Trump or anybody else who's a politician or anybody, you know, Joel Osteen or whoever or some radio guy? What is there about the connection that you feel for? Let's turn this around a little bit. There are healthy objects of affection and there are unhealthy objects of affection or attention. And we're all the arbiter of that. I could say, in my mind, this kind of stuff is very unhealthy. The things we're talking about, this woman who burns down the abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm. Another example of extremism.
Yeah. And then there are people who are, I guess, going back to the era of Elvis Presley, or the Beatles, or anybody, you know, some big stars that are around today, Taylor Swift and the reaction to her. Is it unhealthy or is it healthy? Is it okay? I mean, we all have people in our lives that we've been close to, whether we knew them personally or not. There were plenty of people that worshipped at the altar of the Beatles during mm-hmm. the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and Elvis as well in the 50s and 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm.
Buying tickets to the shows and then passing out as soon as they hit the stage.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be a fan and you know, be interested in a recording artist or any kind of celebrity, but it's a whole other thing to idolize them and, like you said, put them on this pedestal where you make them larger than God almost. That you mm-hmm. almost, it's dehumanizing in a way when you think about it, because these are real human beings. These are really their jobs, and when they are off the clock, they are normie norms like us.
Mm-hmm. Normie norms.
Yeah.
All right, another jailbird story. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been in jail for 8 years. She is set to be freed from prison. She murdered her mother in June of 2015. 32 years old now. She is going to be freed from jail today. She recalls, is she one of the ones that Biden pardoned? Is she one of those? That,
no, I think it was just her time was up. Got with this guy and convinced him to murder the mom. What's it called? Not Stockholm Syndrome.
Murder
Munchausen. Munchausen by proxy. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Her mom basically was making Gypsy Rose sick, was keeping her sick, having everybody convinced that she has all of these health issues and cancers mm-hmm. and all of these things, where it was the mom mm-hmm. doing it. It was basically child neglect. Child abuse.
Child abuse, yeah. Yep, well, there's a lot of that going around, that's for sure. All right, here's something from our neighbors to the north. We seem to have been talking a lot about Canadians this week. There is a new updated travel advisory to take effect the first of the year. Polite warning from our friends to the north. The message, which has been made public, basically calls attention to the shift in policies governing abortion and the rights of LGBTQ people here in America. And so Canadians have, this is not a governmental thing, but it's something that has made the rounds or is making the rounds in Canada, because a lot of Canadians love to come to America. I know there's a whole beeline down from eastern Canada. Canadians love to go to Palm Beach County. Palm Beach County in the wintertime, half the people that are there come from Canada. I remember my father became very friendly with a fellow who, it turned out, was in the same business my father was in, and they were in the same building together on Singer Island. And they spent lots of time together playing golf. The wives were friendly. They had dinner all the time. And it brought me around to thinking. I started then looking. This was back in the 60s and the 70s. I would look for how many cars were registered in Canada. And there were more cars registered in Canada than you could find from New York or Massachusetts or New Jersey or wherever. So the reason I tell you the story is because things have changed. And Canadians, I'm sure you'd find plenty of Canadians, older Canadians, in Florida. But the younger Canadians who might come to America to travel, like we go to Canada, you know, it's kind of nice, the tourist stuff. The Canadians cross over Niagara Falls, for example, and they drive to New York City in a tourist. They're now being told that, and this is by several travel advisors, to be aware, to be concerned about, if you will, what's going on in America with regard to the stuff with LGBTQ people and the abortion issue. Canadians do not find themselves like-minded when it comes to Americans, or at least to these issues in America, which I find very interesting. I think it's bad for the country to have so much focus on this. And will it be, if Trump gets back into the White House, will it be worth? Is there more, worse, the authoritarian path that sort of started when he was president before? A lot of, you know, he said, basically he's warning, if I get back in, I'm going to fix you guys. And I'm going to do more of this sort of thing. And so Justin Trudeau, who's the prime minister, says that the far right in America is out of control, yada, yada, yada. Anyway.
Far, either which side, anything that's far-sighted is out of control.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so there are lots of different, what is it now? 14 states have reversed or declare the Roe v. Wade is okay. I don't know what the lingo is. But each state that it's been put up, Ohio is the most recent one. Each state where Roe v. Wade-like issues come to the surface, it's always gone in the direction of people having the choice that Roe v. Wade represents, right?
21
That's one of the big things.
And D.C. Yeah.
I think that'll be one of the big stories also. For the year, as I'm sort of speculating on what we'll be talking about on the year-end broadcast. It's good day at 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner as we inch our way toward the end of the year. This is a portion during every hour that we focus on social media, things that are trending, and sometimes the technology itself. And so this is an appropriate story for us to discuss, Jay, the fact the New York Times has decided to sue Microsoft and OpenAI and I guess some others. They're using the articles in the New York Times to train these chatbots. The AI.
To then compete with them.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't blame them. I'd sue the hell out of them.
Yeah.
For lots of different reasons, but this is one way of putting a stop to this sort of thing. So, of course, there was no comment. What's the connection between OpenAI and Microsoft? That I'm not clear about that. Is that Microsoft company now? Do they own
they're just, no, well, they're both being sued because they're both...
They're doing the same thing.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing with the chatbots and the AI and all of that they're using. And I don't think that the New York Times are the only ones they're using. They're just the ones who are suing them right now. Yeah. But they're basically taking their work, teaching AI how to generate the same kind of work or even make it better, and then competing with them. That's absurd.
But what do we need this for? This is the other thing. If you have it in one place, one source, how many aggregational points are there? You see, like Huffington Post, right? Aggregates a lot of liberal points of view and stories and republishes it, repurposes it. And I remember when, Arianna Huffington started this whole thing, there was nothing new, there was no creativity involved, it was just basically using stories and putting all the common stories together that would appeal to a liberal audience. And she sold the damn thing for $300 million or something to somebody. This is a great business. I like to figure out how to do it myself. I mean, you could say, well, you're doing it every day, Doug, because we take information that we glean. Jay has her sources, which are not mine. I have mine. And I look at it. This is a news talk radio program, so we talk about what's in the news. And I choose to pick news stories, and so does Jay, that are not necessarily on the top of the heap. Certainly, we talk about things. An issue is what's going to happen with artificial intelligence. That's something we all need to talk about and all want to know more about. frankly. But then, you know, where do you get your information on Ukraine war, and where do you get your information on how the government runs, and, you know,
and are you looking at multiple sources, so you aren't just getting somebody's opinion? How often have we seen, especially when it comes to celebrities, a photo that's used, and they're talking in favor of somebody and against somebody else, and you can tell just in... by looking at the photo, they use a good photo for the people they're the person they are for, a horrible, unflattering photo for who they're against. And if you read that same story from a different news outlet, you get pieces of the truth and then another varying opinion.
Is the best example I can think about is Newsmax and the pictures they print of Hillary or of Bill Clinton. It's always, as you have just suggested, an awful picture of them. To put into, you know, that's what they're selling. They're selling the Republican side, if you will, the right side of the street. And that's their audience. And so people, you know, it's kind of like liking certain types of music, right? I listen to oldies on the radio. Some other people may listen to adult contemporary music. You choose country music, maybe, whatever it is. And this is the same sort of thing, except there's nothing... that's going to be harmful about listening to country music over AC music. It's, you know, just a choice. But if you're not allowing yourself or availing yourself of the information that is more objective, then what does that say about you, or where's your head at? And how do you make objective decisions on things? And I call to your attention the coverage of January 6th and all of that. It's, that stuff is, most of the reporting was bad. And that's why people don't really, even to this day, understand what really happened. So anyway, food for thought. 28 after, this is Good Day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel showing what it claims to be the largest Hamas tunnel discovered to date. Simultaneously, a communications blackout affected most of the Gaza Strip due to Israel's expansion of its ground invasion into the central part of the region. The Israeli Defense Forces are labeling this area as a new battle zone. In southwest Miami-Dade County in Florida Wednesday afternoon, a helicopter crash claimed the life of a man, left a woman hospitalized.
The helicopter was seen at about 1:08 p.m. Going down, and that's how the calls came in. And we had multiple rescue tactical rescue personnel here, along with their Air Rescue South and Miami-Dade Police Department South District units that responded.
According to Miami-Dade Police Detective Alvaro Zabaleta, the helicopter, which was reportedly traveling from Fort Myers to Miami Executive Airport, went down several miles from the runway. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's gonna be a good day.
And I'm gonna good day.
Hello, my name is Graham Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
John Bon Jovi. Isn't he one of New Jersey's finest? No. Yeah, he is, isn't he? Isn't John Bon Jovi
so.
From New Jersey? Yeah, he is. All right, crank this up, will you, James, please? Isn't it interesting? Tomorrow is tomorrow. Yesterday was yesterday. I don't know how that works. All right, so groups... Musical groups that become very well known like that. Is it partially because the music all sounds the same? And I don't mean that negatively. I mean, you could tell U2's, the beating of the drum, like with Sting, you can tell the guitar playing. You could tell
you
Elvis.
You can hear the first
Johnny
Cash. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You know which band or musical artist it is. Mm-hmm.
You know what to expect anyway. All right, so we have New Year's around the corner here. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, looking into the future and a little bit of the past. One of the stories I was most amused by this past year was the story of a Georgia man who got a $1.4 million speeding ticket. Remember when we talked about that?
Oh, yes.
Remember that? The city didn't really know how to do what they needed to do to figure this out. There was a speeding ticket that was issued, actually it was in September, to a fellow named Connor Cato, and it showed the balance that he owed for speeding in this particular district was $1,480,038.52. And the court said the figure was a typo, but he was told he had to pay it and then get a refund. Of course, everybody's got $1,400,000 in the bank, and they can just write a check, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, so I think what they said was it's like a placeholder fine that kind of guarantees that somebody comes to court to further discuss the situation or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Didn't they tell him to pay it, though? I thought they told him to pay it. Maybe not. Well, at any rate. Here's an Ohio story.
It was pay the fine or appear in court. It's like they do this to make sure that people actually will come to court, appear in court. Because some people, how often do you know people who get a speeding ticket, they pay the fine, and then they move about their business. They don't actually
go to
court.
That's what they counted on. Yeah, you go through these little municipalities. How many of us have been stopped? I remember going through a rural town in the middle of nowhere in Florida many years ago, and I was doing 56 or 57 in a 55 zone, and I got pulled over, and the police officer said, okay, well, we can solve this problem. I can take you to the local judge, and if you have a MasterCard, we'll take care of the $200 fine. I was scared because I was a kid. I was driving, I don't remember, I think my sister's son had just been born, and I went to see her, and I was in the middle of nowhere, frankly. I really was. I didn't know my way around, and I wasn't as good a talker then as I am now. So anyway, I followed this guy, and I happened to have a credit card, and I had $500 max on it in those days, and I paid the $200 fine, and then I told a friend of my father's who was a lawyer, or I told my father, my father told a lawyer, and they went after this. They went to this jurisdiction. They went after this judge and the police. It was the judge and the policeman split the 20. The one, they each got $100. That's how it worked in this town. The fine, $100 went to the judge, $100 went to the cop. And so this lawyer went after him. I got my money back. And it caused a focus on this particular town and the tactics that are used around the country in places like this. Didn't end it, but it called attention to it. You think about how much of this sort of hokey pokey goes on.
Well, yeah. Well, and I think in this situation, they deem it a super speeder and they get this automatic fine. But when you actually go to court, oftentimes it's a lesser penalty and there's some kind of conversation. And if you have somewhat of a clean driving record, you don't have a lot of tickets, the judge might be more lenient. When I first moved to Tennessee, I was pulled over for speeding and the officer was so kind, so nice, and even said, hey, you have a pretty good record. I recommend you do not pay the ticket. You actually go to court because the judge will give you the option to pay the fine, or you go to a one-day, four-hour driving class, and the ticket is expunged from your record. You don't have to pay a fine. It won't even be your record. So I did that, and ever since going to that four-hour thing, I've been I've been in favor of the need for driving classes every so many years for people. Anytime you need to redo your license or re-up your license, just a quick, it doesn't have to be 4 hours, but there were things that I forgot and that I relearned, and then other things that I'm like, wait, I was never even taught this. People were taught this. I never even knew this. And then you realize people who are driving on the road and you're like, oh, that person can't drive because they can't. They probably weren't taught properly.
Well, giving them the benefit of the doubt, which is okay under that circumstance, but there are plenty of people on the road today of all ages, mostly younger and older, who don't know how to drive. They're terrible drivers.
Yeah, and or they some don't people know just how to don't care.
Well, yeah, there's that. Last night I was on Washington Boulevard coming home, and I'd gone to the Costco to get gas. And I pulled out, and I was in the traffic line, and it's this connection is Washington Boulevard and Lincoln. as some of you who know Venice area of Los Angeles, you know what I'm talking about. So some guy pulls up beside me, and there's a motorcycle in front of him, and I'm in the far right lane, ready to make a turn to the right, and he's 2 inches away from this guy in the motorcycle. And I'm looking at him. He's not looking at me. He's looking at the motorcycle. It was like he was trying to create a situation. You know what I mean? He was, and the guy in the motorcycle knew what was going on, and he kept inching forward, and the guy next to me kept inching forward too, as if he wanted to push the motorcycle guy out of the way. And I thought to myself, what in the, who drives like that? Who thinks like that?
Yeah.
Who is that ornery that
how
you want to cause trouble? It was dark too, by the way. It was dark. Yeah. All right, here's a story from last year from Ohio. This was a story of a football coach. Remember this? He was forced to resign because he referred to some students as Nazis. He said he'd meant no harm. He was interviewed. He was the coach of the Brooklyn High School football team. His name is Tim McFarland. He said he never meant any offense by using the term, and it didn't occur to him that it could be taken as anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. Apparently,
it was one of the game calls.
Yeah,
that was
right.
What they titled it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's the story of a lady who was walking on the treadmill at the Lifetime Fitness this week in Eagan, Minnesota. All of a sudden, she just collapses. The person working out next to her, who happened to be a doctor, jumped into action, started administering CPR to her. The gym had some employees who knew at least some of, you know, how to do CPR and take care of emergency situations, and because of that, the woman's life was saved. I have become so addicted this week to Doc Martin. I haven't watched anything else on TV. I've never had a minute to watch TV. It's because the show has been on PBS for 14 or more years, and it is extraordinary what goes on in this little village in England, what sort of a guy Doc Martin is. The woman who he loves is just the most delightful person. I've been taken by her. But the reason I bring it up now is because they face all – I saw an interview with him. They face all kinds of medical adversity, and they've done the research so that whatever Doc Martin says is 100% accurate. And he spits out stuff, and they're learning lines when you're doing TV or movies or stuff like that, and having the character, he's playing obviously a role, and in character and knowing all that stuff, that's a real gift, a real art. And I found myself learning some stuff, you know, watching this show and becoming just very attached to the characters and the whole thing. Isn't it funny how that happens? The show's been on since 2006 or something, and I've never paid any attention to it whatsoever until this week, and I just kind of have. Actually, I think I watched the first episode on the plane coming out here, and that kind of hooked me to it. So anyway, what are you going to watch? What are you looking forward to? This is one of the things about the new year. What will you see? What movies? I went to see The Boys in the Boat yesterday. Do you know that story?
Oh, I'm familiar with that one. That's on my to-do list.
Good book.
Did you like it?
Ah, fabulous. George Clooney directed it. Joel Edgerton, it's E-D-G-E. And I recognized him, but I didn't know why, so I asked Megan when I came home, what was he in? He's been in all kinds of stuff. Apparently he's an Australian actor. It's just a really good story about the team from Washington State that won the Nationals in crew and then went on to win at the Olympics. And it was just the kind of thing that you want to spend an hour and a half or 2 hours doing on an afternoon when, you know, I've been teasing James because we've been talking a lot about taking time off and doing different things and what he does with his spare time. And I don't have a lot of spare time. When I come to California, I tend to either spend all my time with the children, grandchildren. I have a lot of friends out here, so I spend time with them, or go to the movies. I might not have time to go and see some of the movies that I want to see back home. So, and this was one that was on my on my list. Just to really, anybody who's looking for something to do, maybe over the weekend, if you can find this movie, go see it, called Boys in the Boat. Michigan has allowed Trump to stay on the primary ballot. We've had the conversation, I think last week was Colorado said no. Michigan said, okay, you can be on the Michigan presidential primary ballot. The state's highest court rejected an attempt, the same attempt as in Colorado, to throw him off the ballot. This was a Michigan Court of Appeals decision, which the Supreme Court there did not reconsider. They decided not to. So he stays on the Republican presidential primary ballot. I'm just wondering where this is going to go and how long it'll take to get to our Supreme Court. And then, depending on what they do, will there be other states? There are a lot of states, people that are running states, that want to have Trump not on the ballot. And then people say, well, everybody will write his name in. Don't be too sure of that, because a lot of people just don't know how to do that.
Well, and it still won't matter, because the Electoral College appoints.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The aid packages to Ukraine and how much money is being spent, you know, this is something that also is being scrutinized as we get to the end of the year. People are looking into what's gone on with the money that went to Ukraine. Actually, there's an overall, there's a pit that the Government Accounting Office has found. Take a guess, if you don't know, Jay, how much money the Government Accounting Office has said the government wasted this year. Take a guess. This past year, how much money?
$16 million.
Really? $900 billion.
Oh!
Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Federal government, $900 billion. Think about that. 48 after the hour.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Health time is 53 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken practices down in Florida. He's got a great practice, and he's a fella that you always, I think, you always find when you leave him that you know a whole lot more. You've had your questions answered. You know how many times we go in to doctor's offices and we have questions, you don't have time to ask them. You get sort of shoved out the door, and you're frustrated as all get out. So, practically speaking, I put together this segment of the Good Day Health program to help you ask questions that you may have, or to come up with answers for questions that have been prominently placed in front of me. And because the last couple of weeks we've talked about me and my latest physical and the tests that were taken, I keep getting, the protected connections that you get emails from your doctor, encrypted, all that stuff. And so I've begun to think about whether we really need all those tests. It's expensive sometimes, pretty pricey, these evaluations. So how do you tell, this is the question, whether you really need all the tests? That, and over the years, you know, you and I have had this conversation about what I wanted you to have. One of the questions that I answered, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, we went up to New Hampshire and spent $400 or $500 on a special blood test. Remember that? And we looked at it, and things that I'd never thought about before that you can find in your blood. Not necessarily important, but they're good for information. So whether it's blood testing or other things, oftentimes the doctor will say, if there's something wrong with you and they don't get the, okay, we're going to send you in for tests. And then you have all kinds of tests and they still don't come up with any conclusion. Well, let's have some more tests. So how do you really tell, what tests you need and whether when you're having a physical? I think a lot of times people taking these tests create a lot of mental stress in the recipient of the test.
Well, Doug, let's simplify what you're asking. You should never undergo a test unless it's going to have an impact on what you're going to do, okay? That's mm-hmm. one general item. And then you also need to know what your diagnosis is so you get specific treatment. And until you get a diagnosis, you're not going to get better. So usually these tests are done to get to a diagnosis. And that's the reason why they should be done to get the diagnosis. And then you want to know, one easy thing, there are guidelines that are published on tests that are used as a guide, not an absolute. And this is the published approval for indications for these tests. Again, they're not absolute. You need somebody to think these through. And you want to know about the risks of doing whatever test there is and make sure that the potential benefit of the test far outweighs whatever risks there are. And if you have any doubts, this is where a second or third opinion is helpful.
Well, there are a lot of people who feel there's an epidemic of overtesting, very expensive, and it's tempting to take the tests because we want to know, I think about cancer screening tests.
You have to be a little more specific. You can't just paint a broad brush.
There's
clearly tests that are not necessary, but there are life prolonging, life saving tests that should be done. So you have to really not paint a single broad brush about this whole area.
I think colonoscopies are important, testing for cancer, the stuff that we talk about with regard to heart disease, those sorts of things.
Checking your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your blood pressure. These are life prolonging, beyond any doubt, these sorts of things. And we could spend hours talking about, what test is necessary and what test is questionable. And instinctively, if you're wondering, ask the doctor to explain why you absolutely need this. What's going to happen if you don't ask it? What's going to happen if we don't do this test?
Mm-hmm. Vitamin D testing is something that has been of late pretty important. Vitamin D levels and what having vitamin D prevents in your body. Those are the sort of things that are changing, but yet they are, I think they're important anyway, so I pass that along. Dr. Ken, I'm sure, wishes you a happy new year. Maybe next
Absolutely.
Week we should talk about New Year's health resolutions here. In the meantime, it's 59 after the hour on this edition. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.